Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the deputy head of the Iranian Aviation Organization has criticized certain European countries for not providing fuel to Iranian airliners. Mohammad Khoda Karami says based on the West's unfair sanctions against Iran, 9 European airports, including those or some in Germany, France and Britain, have stopped providing fuel to Iranian planes since 2010. He said according to the Chicago Convention, all member states are obliged to provide fuel and handling services to passenger planes in their airports. Khoda Karami said that a number of European airports do not fulfill these obligations, which is in clear violation of the convention. He also added that nothing has changed since the interim agreement reached in nuclear talks between Iran and the P5 plus one last November. Let's cross over to Beirut, joined by international lawyer Franklin Lam. Good to have you with us. What do you think about this? I mean, from the international legal perspective, how can these airports, these countries, get away with not refueling a passenger plane?
The criticism of Mr. Khoda Karami is valid, and it's true that since 2010 and the sanctions were ramped up, that they've experienced some of that. But the principles of the 1944 Chicago Convention do apply, and they should supply this fuel. Along with the convention, you've got the IATA, the International Air Transport Association, you've got ICAO, Civil Aviation Authority. These three pillars are the reason why we've got international air transport, and it works pretty well. But this blow to the convention, this violation, I would argue, is caused by domestic politics, and it is caused by these sanctions. We know, if you look at the recent sanctions, that the U.S. Treasury Department, which is the lead police agency on this subject, and the Office of Financial Assets Control, they spend their time with a large staff looking around for violators of the sanctions. And if you look at some of the sanctions, the fines that the Treasury Department have taken against French, yes, American, British, and other companies, it's staggering. So what happens is exactly this. You've got a board of directors of, say, Total or, say, British Air, something like that, oil or airline company, whatever it is, and you're told by your lawyers, look, we've got cases showing that the Americans have slammed people. What are you going to do? Well, what they're going to do is probably just what they're doing. They're not going to, in certain cases, fuel these planes because domestic politics trumps international law and compliance with law if you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars in fines, for example. So I think the short term, that's the explanation why they're violating international law in order to protect themselves under domestic law and their finances. Well, and that's what the board of directors, as you know, are concerned about.
Okay, Franklin, let me just jump in here.
The November
would Tehran,
agreement,
let me just
when
jump
they
in
lifted
here.
$4 billion worth of oil assets for the Iranian people, that mm-hmm. they didn't do something about this. I think
Can Tehran take legal action?
This will all be solved if there's an agreement in Vienna, as which will so much, and there can be a quick return to normalization of the economic relations if Vienna is successful. But I think we're going to see this kind of pressure, this fear by people, companies who are afraid of violating those sanctions because the Americans are playing games. OFAC is out of control. They'll slam anybody. They'll put them out of business if they violate, and the lawyers of these companies say, look, it's not worth it. We'll spend too much money in court. We'll fight this. We'll be in trouble. So don't refuel the planes.
Okay,
Franklin
Lam, can you hear me?
That's the fact of the matter and why this has happened in the past 4 years.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay, Franklin, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. What are the legal options
yes.
that Tehran could take, if any?
Sure. Well, there's always a Security Council. They can go and they can put together a brief itemizing these things and declaring it's a violation of the 1944 Chicago Convention. And there are, if you look at that treaty, that international convention, which all these countries have signed, as your report says, there's sanctions in there. They've got to be responsible. And I would encourage the government to challenge these things, because if we don't challenge these violations, they're going to continue. So I think they have certainly that option, and they can penalize these companies and these countries in other ways.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. Franklin Lam, international lawyer out of Beirut.